Welcome to Come Let Us Reason, the radio broadcast of Multimedia Apologetics, featuring science teacher and Christian apologist Dan Cody. Dan is the pastor of the Second Congregational Church in Winston. The program presents the biblical, scientific, and historic evidence which affirm the truth of Christianity. Stay tuned for how to get a copy of this program. Now come let us reason for the next few minutes with your host, science teacher, and Christian apologist, Pastor Dan Cody.
What separates the New Testament from all other books of the ancient world? What separates it from the legend and mythology found in some ancient text? What makes the New Testament a reliable source for the events it describes? These are all good questions, for it is in the New Testament that we learn of Jesus' ministry. In today's program, we will consider the evidence that leads to the conclusion that the New Testament is the most reliable book of the ancient world. First, we see that the New Testament provides multiple eyewitness accounts to the events that it reports. In assessing historical events, great weight is given to eyewitness testimony. Several factors tend to strengthen eyewitness testimony, and they are these. It is given soon after the events, before embellishment can occur. It is provided by multiple independent witnesses to allow comparison of details. It is given by neutral or hostile witnesses who have nothing to gain. It contains details which are unfavorable to the witnesses, since people generally do not make up things that make them look bad or weaken their position. All of the books included in the New Testament were written by eyewitnesses of Jesus' ministry or their close associates. We know this through the writings of the early church leaders and historians. Matthew, Peter, and John were disciples of Jesus. Mark functioned as a scribe for Peter, and thus would have recorded Peter's eyewitness account of the New Testament events. Paul was a zealous persecutor of the church who converted to Christianity through a divine encounter with Jesus Christ on Damascus Road. Luke was a close associate of Paul. Although Luke was not an eyewitness to the resurrection, he was an eyewitness to Paul's ministry and miracles and to the rapid spread and growth of the early church. James and Jude were half-brothers of Jesus. Hebrews is an anonymous book and may have been written by an eyewitness, but we cannot be certain. The writer of Hebrews was, at the very least, a person of great intellect who was in tune with the early church and its belief and doctrines. The books selected for inclusion in the New Testament were all written before the close of the first century, by the authors noted earlier. Other books surfaced in the second century, such as the heretical Gnostic works discovered at Nag Hammadi in Egypt. These books were rejected by the early church because they lacked connection to the apostles who were eyewitnesses to the ministry of Jesus. Second, the New Testament writers were reliable eyewitnesses. In general, the factors described earlier that strengthen eyewitness testimony are clearly applicable to the New Testament authors. Within 15 years after Jesus' resurrection, the New Testament books began to appear. With the exception of the Apostle John's books, and perhaps Jude's letter, it is likely that the New Testament books were completed within 35 years of the resurrection. Some have contested early dates for the New Testament books, but noted scholar W.F. Albright concludes, "In general, we can already say emphatically that there is no longer any solid basis for dating any book of the New Testament after about A.D. 80. This means that people who witnessed Jesus' ministry were still alive and would have been able to refute any embellishments to the true story. Moreover, the apostles had nothing to gain by telling their story, since in most cases, they were put to gruesome deaths for proclaiming it. Paul started out completely hostile to Christianity, and James was initially a skeptic. When we consider the New Testament, we find embarrassing details about the New Testament authors which enhance its credibility. After all, why would the authors write embarrassing things about themselves unless they were true? In the New Testament, we find John vying for power and position, Peter denying Christ three times before the rooster crows, and Paul as an accessory to murder. The New Testament writers did not sugarcoat Jesus' teachings about tough topics like hell, divorce, or morality, which many would have found offensive. They also did not try to manage the collective story by harmonizing details, which they would have certainly done if they were trying to fabricate a hoax. All of these things give the New Testament a ring of truth which can be heard by anyone willing to read it with an open mind. Third, there are far more manuscript copies of the New Testament than any other ancient book. The New Testament was completed in the first century. While we do not have the original books, we do have a large amount of copies of the New Testament books, at present counting nearly 6,000 fragments, and partial and complete Greek manuscripts from the very early church survive to this day. These manuscripts are written on papyrus made from papyrus reeds, and on vellum and parchment, which came from thin sections of animal hide. In addition to Greek manuscripts, there are about 9,000 early copies of the New Testament translated into Syriac, Coptic, Arabic, and Latin, as well as other languages. The manuscript evidence for the New Testament is far better than for any other book of the ancient world. Far more early copies of the New Testament exist than any other ancient book. The New Testament manuscripts include fragments of the Gospel of John dating to about AD 130 and complete Gospels of Luke and John dating to AD 200. One ancient volume contains the entire New Testament and has been dated to the 4th century, less than 300 years following the original writing of the New Testament. These are but a few of the early manuscripts of the thousands of New Testament manuscripts that survive to this day. In contrast, ancient secular manuscripts have not fared so well. Only 8 manuscripts of Thucydides and Herodotus' histories are still extant, yet they are considered among the most reliable historical works of the ancient world. The time gap between the writing of these histories and the available surviving manuscripts is about 1,300 years, yet they are accepted as fact virtually without question. The New Testament is in a class by itself in this regard. Fourth, the New Testament was accurately transmitted down through the ages. When multiple copies of ancient texts are available, it is easy to determine how well the text was preserved over time. Scholars merely look at the variation in different copies of the text as a function of time. By analyzing available manuscripts, scholars have concluded that the New Testament transmission accuracy is over 99%. The majority of the variations in the New Testament manuscripts are misspellings, omission of words, repetitions, reversal of letters, wrong division of words, etc. Given the vast number of manuscript copies, it is a straightforward task to reconstruct the original text of the New Testament with a high degree of confidence. None of the variations described affect in any way any of the basic beliefs or teachings of Christianity. Fifth, the New Testament excels when fact-checked. A number of fact-checking expeditions have been undertaken with respect to the New Testament to see if what it records is true. The result has been confirmation at every turn of specific historical and geographical details cited in the New Testament. The book of Acts contains hundreds of specific details, as would be expected, in a factual eyewitness account. These include prevailing shipping winds, ports, titles of government officials, structure of the coastline, islands, cities, countries, landmarks, local industry, land routes, languages spoken in various places, political customs, and the rights of Roman citizens, to name but a few. These have been cross-checked with other ancient sources, archaeological investigations, and local research. According to Dr. Norman Geisler, Luke names 32 countries, 54 cities, and 9 islands without error. Time and again, the Book of Acts has been vindicated. This led British author, archaeologist, and New Testament scholar, Sir William Ramsay, to conclude, "Luke is a historian of the first rank. Not merely are his statements a fact, he is possessed of the true historic sense. This author should be placed along with the very greatest historians." Sixth, archaeology supports the accuracy of the New Testament. In the last 100 years, archaeology has provided an immense amount of evidence in support of the Bible in general, and the New Testament in particular. Many archaeological finds corroborate the facts presented in the New Testament. While archaeology cannot prove the New Testament, it can add important circumstantial evidence in support of it. The following is a partial list of archaeological discoveries that affirm specific facts presented in the New Testament. Structural remnants of Herod's temple. An inscription naming Herod king of Judea. An inscription bearing the name and title Pontius Pilate, prefect of Judea. A coin inscribed with the name Quirinius, who ordered the census at the time of Jesus' birth. A cave in Bethlehem, long held to be the birthplace of Jesus. The town of Capernaum on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, an important center of Jesus' ministry. The house of the Apostle Peter in Capernaum. These are but a few. But archaeology is a powerful witness to the plausibility of the New Testament, as these specific examples show. Famed archaeologist Nelson Gleck excavated over 1,000 ancient sites in the Bible lands. According to this eminent expert, no one has ever dug up anything that contradicted what the Bible says. Quite to the contrary, the Bible has been affirmed by scores of findings. How could this be unless the Bible is truly history? The New Testament is a remarkable book that confronts us with the reality that Jesus is the Son of God who rose from the dead. In this earthly life, we either receive Jesus or reject him. If we ignore him, we have rejected him. In either case, we will face a perfect God of justice. When you trust in Jesus, you can go before the throne of God with confidence. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is full payment for your sins. Repent of your sins today and believe in Jesus, and your sins will be forgiven, and you will be saved. And when the time comes, you will enter into eternal life in the presence of God.
Thanks for listening to Come Let Us Reason, the radio broadcast of Multimedia Apologetics with science teacher and apologist Dan Cody. Dan is the pastor of the Second Congregational Church in Winston. For an audio file of this broadcast and a book that defends the truth of Christianity, visit our website at multimediaapologetics.com. This program remains on the air through the prayers and support of our listeners. To support the program, you may donate on our secure website at multimediaapologetics.com. That's multimediaapologetics.com. If you have any comments or questions, email us at CLUR for Come Let Us Reason, CLUR today at gmail.com. We look forward to receiving your comments and questions. The address again, clurtoday@gmail.com. And join Pastor Dan Cody next week for another broadcast of Come Let Us Reason on Life Changing Radio.